Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and it is the beginning of Q2. A quarter of 2022 is already gone, so I am so excited to jump back into things. And accordingly, this episode is all about seasons of silence. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. Absolutely love being behind a microphone again and recording a new fresh episode for all of you listeners all around the world. And I'm so thankful for so many of you that I heard from throughout my brief hiatus. So it's been so much fun hearing from you all over email. If you have not ever emailed me just yet and you are a regular listener of this podcast, what the heck are you waiting for? I'd love to hear from you. And to all of you who did reach out, it was so much fun interacting with you personally in lieu of new episodes. And I do want to talk a little bit about what the heck I've been up to and also what the heck it has to do with you and a really important entrepreneurial lesson that I've learned all throughout the years. Gosh, it took me over a decade to fully embrace the mindset and motivation topic that we're going to be talking about today, which is seasons of silence. Now, this of course fits in after a month of me not recording any new podcast episodes. Those of you who follow me on social media, whether it be on Facebook or on Instagram, you've noticed I have not been posting on either of those platforms. If you're on my email list, you've noticed I've not been emailing my email list very frequently. And all of this is because for the past month or so, I've been operating inside of a season of silence. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to one entrepreneur in particular who you all know. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you already know how much love I've got for Nat Harward, who has been a very regular guest and also a co-host and also a guest host here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. There's one thing in particular that I've always really admired about Nat in all of the years that I've known him. And I've known Nat for a long time now, coming up on, gosh, almost 10 years now, almost a decade of us running and growing and building our businesses separately, but together, jointly, in the fact that we can always lean on each other, we can always learn from each other, we can always share with each other. All of these great life and entrepreneurial lessons that I've picked up from Nat, and obviously so many other entrepreneurs that I have the great pleasure of knowing. And so one thing that I've always looked at with regards to Nat is this is a guy who, let's face it, he is an extremely high performer. He competed for the United States of America in the World Triathlon Championships in Switzerland. He is an Ironman, which I think anyone who accomplishes the feat of completing an Ironman, that's just ridiculous. I mean, the Ironman distances are insane. I think it's something crazy like a few mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and then a full marathon on foot, 26.2 miles. That's crazy. All in one day, all in less than 12 hours. Absolutely mind blowing. And so when I look at Nat, I've always from afar recognized this. And it's funny, the first time Nat's going to hear me talking about this is when he listens to this episode. But one thing I've always admired from afar is that Nat goes into seasons of silence, whether it be preparing for a race, an Ironman, whether it be preparing for a world-class triathlon event that he's the race coordinator for, he's the actual event planner for, or whether it be him working on a big client project or working on landing a whole new roster of clients. Whatever it is about Nat, whatever part of the business growth cycle he's in, sometimes he allows himself the freedom to take seasons of silence. And I notice when he takes those that he doesn't do anything other than put in the work. Put in the work. Now, I'm going to clarify one thing really early on in this episode that about 50 episodes ago, the title of the episode was Don't Operate in Silence. And in that episode, I talked about as entrepreneurs, we have an obligation to share what it is that we're doing with other people so that we can help them, so that they can say, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that you were doing that. Let me refer someone who you could absolutely help to you. It's very important for us as entrepreneurs to make sure that people know about our businesses, because if nobody knows about our businesses, then we're not actually growing our businesses. And that is truly an obligation that we have as marketers, as entrepreneurs. It is so important for people to know what we're doing. However, this is a different perspective in today's episode because there is one ugly side that I've seen from newer entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, a bunch of different people when it comes to not operating in silence. And that is celebrating announcements. I have seen so many people over the past 3 months in particular. People love doing this in Q1 of any given calendar year, is that they say, hey, look at all these awesome things that I'm going to do. Hey, I'm going to launch this awesome new app. Hey, I'm in the process of launching this awesome website. Hey, I'm in the process of doing this. They post these things to their social media. They celebrate the mere announcement of potentially doing something in the future. And what happens in response to that? Well, in response to that, because our family and friends on social media love us and they support us and they want to see us do big things, they smash that like button. They are commenting. They're throwing down celebratory emojis. They're saying, ah, you're incredible. I love what you're up to. People are celebrating the mere announcement of things. And what does that do for us as entrepreneurs? It gives us a false sense or a false hit of dopamine. It gives us a false sense of accomplishment. It tricks us into believing that the mere announcement of thinking about doing something. I almost said the mere announcement of doing something, but it's not even that. It is the announcement of thinking, of planning on doing something that gives us that feeling of accomplishment because other people are celebrating it. And so to us, that feels good. We get an unnecessary reward. And so that's why I think that seasons of silence can be wildly productive because we get no false senses of accomplishment. We get no false senses of dopamine. And so when I look at Nat, for example, Nat doesn't make an announcement saying, hey, everybody, I'm training for the Ironman Championships in Hawaii or wherever it is that he runs his races. No, he puts the work in. And when he does post on social media, it is him doing the work, not announcing that he's going to do the work. And I see this, trust me, as someone who is friends with 5,000 people on Facebook, that's the maximum you can have on Facebook. And I follow a lot of entrepreneurial people on Instagram. I see it all the time. People saying, hey, this is so exciting. Here's what I'm going to do. No. They are getting that false sense of dopamine. And as a result of that, because dopamine's awesome, it feels so great. We love getting likes. We love getting comments. We love getting congratulated. We love being celebrated. But as a result, when we start getting tricked into believing that we deserve all of those things after a mere announcement, then what does it incentivize us to do? To make another announcement. And these are the entrepreneurs that I see bouncing from announcement to announcement to announcement without ever putting the work in, without ever launching anything real into the world. And so that's why this episode is to encourage you, to invite you, do what I just did for the past month or so. Operate in a season of silence. Promise yourself that for these 30 days, you are not announcing anything to the world until it's live, until it's launched, until you've put in the work to actually make something real, to actually make something available to really help people. And so for me, the reason why I honored this season of silence was because my business partner in my online fitness company called Effect, Mark Zimmerman, you guys have met him multiple times here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Him and I have been in hustle mode. We have been working so hard in order to launch our new line of supplements. For us, it's a big expansion into the world of e-commerce. It's something that neither of us have ever done before. And so for us, it was putting our head down. It was doing the work, which at times was painful. It was not announcing things. It was not saying, hey, this is what we're gonna do, celebrate us. We didn't want that false sense of accomplishment. We wanted to celebrate when we crossed the finish line. Doesn't mean we didn't want supporters cheering us on from the sidelines in between. No, of course we were telling people who are close to us and important to us along the way, Because trust me, at times we did need those pushes of support and encouragement, but we did not make it real. We did not celebrate until it was live in the world. Now we've got our first few orders. We've got awesome, happy customers who are giving us glowing reviews and testimonials. So now we are coming up and announcing to the world, this is available. This is already helping people. We want to serve you. So for me, this season of silence was all about head down, do the work. Put in the work that actually matters. Don't look for that false sense of dopamine or false sense of accomplishment. Put in the work so that I can accomplish something. And to me, as newer entrepreneurs, we're actually, you know, it's not even just about newer entrepreneurs. Wherever you are in your entrepreneurial journey, you need to be putting in the work that serves people, not thinking about how can I phrase this for social media? How can I get other people to celebrate me? How can I get other people to congratulate me? The best way to get them to do that is to actually put something out there that serves other people, not that serves your ego, not that serves your need for constant social attention or dopamine or any of that stuff. Serve other people. It's the best feeling in the world. It releases real dopamine, dopamine that you're worthy of, real sense of accomplishment, accomplishment because you've actually helped people. These are way more important than figuring out how and where to make announcements about what you are potentially going to execute on. Execute. It's the name of the game. So often it comes back to that. And don't worry, here with a whole new lineup of episodes that are coming your way, here in Q2, you will learn so many different ways to start executing. But this episode was just to shed some light on where I'm at and how a season of silence for me really served me in my businesses, and an invitation to you that you don't need to be showing up on social media. You don't need that external proof. You don't need that external congratulations. You don't need those external celebrations. What you need to do is put the work in. And if you put the work in for 30 days, 60 days, 90 straight days, everything can change. And gosh, will there be so much more to celebrate after a successful season of silence. That's it from me today. I am so excited to be back and so excited for all the new episodes that are coming your way. Also, some incredible guests, as well as, spoiler alert, our first ever guest takeover here on the show. I'm excited for that to publicly air. You guys are in for a real treat when it comes to the first ever podcast takeover here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. So pound that subscribe button, and I will see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.